Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking today with Mercer County High School softball coach and new athletic director, Dustin Murray. Today, the Golden Eagles off to a great start in Coach Murray's first year as the head coach. We'll talk about the softball start in a moment, but first, I want to congratulate Coach Murray on the AD hire. Coach Murray, a coach and teacher of mine, we know he'll do a great job. So as we start, Coach, as I said, congrats. What made you want to apply to be the athletic director when the position opened?
Yeah. Hey, thanks. I appreciate it, Ty. You know, when Coach Hofer ultimately decided that, you know, he was going to leave and talk about that, you know, it was kind of a no brainer. I wanted to apply for the athletic director job. I've started going back to school to get my administrative degree, and, you know, Mercer County Athletics is near and dear to my heart. You know, it's kind of all I've ever known. I've coached at one other school. You know, but when I got the job up here, you know, for Mercer County, you know, as a football coach, and I started back then as a baseball coach, you know, I hate saying it, and I'm going to reference one of my good mentors who's since passed on, Brian Dennison. He said, you know, things are just different around here. Between the community support, you know, and the buy-in we get from people, it's just different around Mercer County. And you know, I think that also speaks to the testament of, you know, where it's come from between the Westmer District and the Aledo District, and now, you know, what we know as Mercer County. But a great opportunity to lead a great athletic department that I'm excited to be a face of. You know, I've been around a bunch of the different sports, but now, you know, that I can put my stamp on it and kind of, you know, be the next leader, I'm really excited about. And it was honestly a no-brainer. My wife came home and she said, "You're going to apply for this, right?" And I said, "Oh, absolutely." So, you know, I'm really excited, you know, for the challenge and the opportunity we have ahead of us.
So, you know, you speak to the excitement. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the stuff, you know, you're really excited about, or maybe some things, you know, athletically in the district that you'd like to see improved when you take over?
You know, I think we've done a great job in the past. You know, we've had a couple athletic directors, Brian Dennison and Matt Zunkel and now and Coach Hofer in the past. And I kind of want to keep on that great tradition that we've had. You know, obviously I've got some things kind of in the back of my head that, you know, can I improve on, or can I make it my spin, you know, is kind of the thought, you know, and actually Mrs. Cooper and Coach Hofer kind of share that thought with me. And, you know, see, you walk into the high school gym and the branding, you know, I love walking in somewhere and people might think it's over the top, but you know, I love when you see Mercer County stuff everywhere, because I truly believe in supporting the brand. Nothing drives me more nuts when I see kids walking down the hallway wearing other schools' clothing. You know, because I want our kids to be invested. I want our kids to be prideful of being a Golden Eagle and having that Golden Eagle spirit. So, you know, just some minor tweaks. Really, everything that's done in the past has been great. I can't think of anything specifically. I'd love to, you know, maybe update some facilities if we could. I'd love to put my plug in to try to get new lights out of my softball diamond, whether that's being the head coach or being the athletic director. But, you know, just continuing the tradition we've had and supporting the great coaches we have, and looking forward to working with all of them in a, you know, in a different aspect. So,
and of course, right now, you know, the big topic, no secret when it comes to Mercer County Athletics, is the invitation that is on the table from the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. You know, at this time, I know you haven't fully taken over as the athletic director yet. Do you have a recommendation on whether you'd like to see Mercer County accept the invite or remain in the Lincoln Trail Conference?
You know, I'm going to quote Mr. Petrie. He joked with me the other day in the hallway. Right now, I'm kind of the AD with training wheels on. You know, I don't have a quote-unquote recommendation at this time. You know, I've submitted my information as the head softball coach into the coaches poll, and I believe Mr. Hofer and Mrs. Cooper are going to present that information to the board. But right now, I'd like to keep that, you know, kind of to myself right now. And that's not disrespect to anyone. You know, I would share with it afterwards what my thoughts were. But, you know, ultimately, when they make their recommendation, whether you're for or against it, you know, we're going to support either decision to the, you know, 100%. So, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'd like to keep my quote unquote recommendation to myself, you know, but it's a great discussion to be had. It's certain flattering, you know, to Mercer County that the Three Rivers would want us. You know, maybe that's a testament to what we've done and athletically where we've been. So, you know, that is kind of nice that other schools are watching and would like us to be part of that.
And you know, we talked to Mercer County High School Principal Andrea Cooper about this week too, and she said, you know, the administration will be making a recommendation to the board, you know, one way or the other before the vote is taken. Do you think you'll be involved in that recommendation? Has that been communicated to you?
You know, I just recently have had some conversations this week with Mr. Hofer and Mrs. Cooper. I think ultimately we're all going to, I would guess that we would come as one united decision in that recommendation. I would hope I would be allowed to have a thought maybe as the athletic director in that, you know, decision. So certainly, you know, I know there's going to be some tough conversations here in the next couple of days as we look forward to that board meeting in April, where I believe Mr. Petrie said that is going to be a possible action item on the board agenda.
All right, so we'll turn our attention now to Coach Murray's role as head softball coach. Off to a 5-0 start, as we mentioned, in year number one as the varsity coach, including a win over an impressive area Prophetstown team that played for a sectional title a year ago. So, you know, so far, Coach Murray, when it comes to softball, what have you liked at the start of this season?
You know, I've really liked how the girls have bought into me and bought into what I want to do. And it's really not a ton different, you know, than Coach Weeks. And I appreciate Coach Weeks giving me the opportunity 5 years ago to come on staff, because kind of a greenhorn, I'll be honest with you, didn't know a ton about softball. But I really think in the last 5 years, I've learned a lot. And I made the comment to somebody, I'll never go back to coaching baseball, because I do truly love the, I truly love the game of softball now. But, you know, the girls have bought into what I've asked them to do. You know, I've asked them to attack each pitch. You know, I tell the girls, break down each pitch and attack. Every pitch is an opportunity, you know, and there's so many opportunities in a game. You know, the girls will laugh when they hear this, but, you know, I tell them, hey, we got 21 outs on offense and 21 outs on defense, you know, for a total of 42 outs in a game, you know, that we want to take care of and go from there. And I try to tell the girls, hey, we're going to win the top half and we're going to win the bottom half. And they know what that looks like, but, you know, the girls have bought into what I've asked them to do. We've got a great group of young women that are in our program, from seniors to freshmen, you know, and everywhere in between. The girls have, they've done what I've asked them to do. My coaching staff has bought into what, you know, my plan is, and we're flying as one. And the girls might get cringy, but that's kind of my saying for this year is, hey, let's fly as one.
So you told us, you know, a softball assistant for 5 years before, you know, taking over as a varsity head coach, a longtime football assistant at Mercer County too, as you mentioned, an assistant baseball coach years ago in the district as well. So what's the transition for you been like going from being an assistant to being the head coach?
You know, it's kind of been the administrative side doing all that. And all of a sudden, you know, when Coach Hofer comes in and says, hey, blah, 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 blah. And you go, oh, I never thought about that. So just learning those different nuances as the head coach. And, you know, ultimately, you know, it's my program. And so I've got to answer to everything that's gone on. But, you know, I've worked under some great head coaches in football and in baseball and in softball. So being able to take a little bit of every one of those coaches and what they do, you know, and forming now as the head coach. So that's been nice to see, you know, the little nuances from each. And so now I'm putting my spin on a program that I've, you know, come to enjoy very much. So,
and when you kind of look up at the makeup of, you know, your team this year, it seems like you have some kids who have been around, some veteran type players, and also some young kids who have produced right off the bat in their career. So overall, what, talk a little bit about just kind of the makeup of this year's team and the kind of production you've seen down the line so far.
Yeah. Like you said, you know, we've got some juniors and seniors that have played for a long time in this program. You know, we've asked some of these girls to come in as freshmen and play now too. And, you know, these girls have played so much pressure softball in the travel leagues and that growing up that, you know, to them, it's just another game. And these girls have done a great job of not letting, you know, the pressure get to them. You know, I think you talked about that Erie Prophetstown win. You know, we didn't see their number one pitcher, but I'll be honest with you, we went down. We quote unquote, I told the girls, you know, we kind of got punched. And then we threw a punch back, and then they threw a punch, you know, and we answered back. So I was really happy to see us, you know, not come out and just put it on somebody. But we were able to battle back from, you know, hey, they went up 2-0 early, you know, and we struggled a little bit at the plate, but then we fought back and ultimately ended up winning that game. So, you know, we're starting to kind of come full circle. Hallie Schurz has finally come back healthy. She was pretty sick for a while. You know, but now she adds into our lineup, you know, and inserted because Elsie Cook has done a fantastic job in the circle. And that's one of the things I think that I am truly blessed with. I've got 4 to 5 pitchers in the program, you know, that can all consistently throw strikes, and I wouldn't hesitate to put any one of them in the circle any given night.
You know, I think as the season has started, as we mentioned, a 5-0 start for Mercer County in softball, and with some of the wins you've had, I think you kind of, you know, could have made a statement saying, okay, we feel like we might be one of the best teams in the area this year. Is that kind of an expectation you had coming into the year for this group?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I came in kind of with a clean slate, not expecting, you know, certainly, obviously, I have high expectations for the girls, but I kind of wanted to stay even keeled. Kind of, that was a coach I worked for down in Monmouth Roseville, Kirk Crum. He always talked about being even keel, you know, and I've tried to stay even keel and, you know, not get hyped one way or upset the other way. But, you know, certainly I know this group is more than capable of being one of the better teams in the area, you know, and we want that opportunity to show that, you know, hey, Mercer County softball is, we want to be with the upper echelons, you know, because obviously the program to the North Rockridge, you know, what they've done, you know, what Coach John Nelson's done up there has been fantastic, you know, and you want to emulate what he's done, you know, and with their, I think, 73 plus counting wins, but, you know, they battle too. So, you know, that's where, I'm not saying we want to get to 73 wins. Yeah, that would be awesome. But, you know, I just want to battle and I want to know going into every game that, you know, our girls aren't afraid of anyone and we're going to battle every opportunity we get, you know, and try to set ourselves up as one of the better teams because we've got some goals. You know, we want to win 20 games. We want to win the conference. You know, we want to compete for a regional championship. We want to win a regional championship. We want to compete at the sectional level. You know, that's our goals. And I told the girls, all these goals are attainable and they're in front of us. We've just got to do what we can do and control what we can control to go get those.
And, you know, you talk about the postseason, hoping for postseason success, you know, looking ahead. So the IHSA this week released the postseason assignments and, you know, host sites. So Mercer County will feed into the Rock Ridge sectional. But when you look at the subsectional Mercer County is in, the two regional sites are Elmwood Brimfield and Fieldcrest in Minook, and the teams down the line that are in Mercer County subsectionals. We mentioned Elmwood, Brimfield, Fieldcrest, and then IVC in Chillicothe, El Paso, Gridley, Eureka, Farmington, Knoxville, Deer Creek, Mackinac, Monmouth, Roseville, and Tremont. So, you know, that's kind of will be the first leg of the postseason. I know the season just getting underway, so it seems, you know, the postseason seems distant down the line. But overall, kind of your initial reaction to what the postseason path is going to look like for you in a month or so.
Yeah, certainly, you know, when we got that, actually, I was sitting at an Alito Fire meeting when I got that text from Coach Hockey that it had come out. You know, certainly, you know, kind of surprised where the IHSA drew the line, you know, but, you know, yeah, we're not going to see Rock Ridge in the regional, but there's still a lot of great teams. You know, there's some good softball around central part of the state there, you know, Fieldcrest, IVC, you know, Elmwood Brimfield, I believe, or their Brimwood Elmfield for softball. I'm not quite sure on that nature. But, you know, there's still, you know, I told the girls yesterday at practice, I said, hey, we have an opportunity here. And it doesn't matter who we play. We've just got the opportunity to do what we can do as Mercer County softball. But certainly, you know, if we've got to travel to Minonk, Illinois to play in a regional, then you know what? I'm going to load the bus up because now add that in one of my hats. I'm also a bus driver, that, you know, we can go across the state and compete. And, you know, I really try to tell the girls, we're not afraid of anyone. We're going to walk in and we're going to go toe to toe with anybody. And I don't want us to be intimidated by anyone or anything, you know, and we're going to get off that bus and hey, the base pass still 60 feet. It's still 43 feet to the pitcher's plate. And the size of the softball doesn't change wherever we're at.
That is new Mercer County Athletic Director Dustin Murray joining us, of course, also the varsity softball coach. As we said, Coach Murray, congrats on the great start. And the Hire, thanks for talking with us today.
Hey, I appreciate everything you do for Mercer County Athletics, Ty, and you know, looking forward to working with you in the athletic director role as we go forward.
All right. Again, Dustin Murray joining us on WRMJ, and I'm Ty Taylor.